The Joyful Science of Microfriendships. We humans are, as Aristotle long ago recognized, social animals. Our distant ancestors survived through collective hunting and sharing and protecting, and thus endowed us with a powerful need to belong. Simply put, we are people who need people. If ostracized, excluded, or shunned, we feel genuine pain. And we live longer and more happily when supported by close, caring relationships. But what about those fleeting interactions? A brief chat in passing, a friendly exchange with the mail carrier, a casual conversation with a rideshare driver. Do those micro-encounters help us feel connected? You can surely recall brief conversations with strangers that left you feeling cheerful, perhaps after providing directions to someone on the street, for example. The happy takeaway from a bunch of experiments is that, to a surprising degree, such fleeting interactions can brighten anyone's day. In one experiment by Nicholas Epley and his University of Chicago colleagues, commuters were offered a $5 gift card to either do as they normally would on their train or bus, or sit in solitude, or strike up a conversation with a stranger. Participants in the third condition presumed that the attempted conversation would be awkward, but it seldom was. Moreover, they exited their ride in a happier mood. Other experiments have revealed a similar mood boost among people who banter with a barista when buying a cup of coffee, or who give a compliment to a stranger they're passing in the street, or who, in one experiment at a Turkish university, go out of their way to offer a friendly greeting to their campus bus driver. In other experiments, people were prompted to reach out to friends with whom they'd not been in recent contact, with a text, an email, or a brief call. More than the sender expected, the recipients were appreciative, pleased, and grateful. Indeed, in all these studies, small acts of kindness left both the giver and the recipient feeling better, and more so than they expected. Well, that might be true for extroverts, you might say. Micro-friendly acts have been found to create an equally happy experience for introverts as well. I wondered if my friends could recall such fleeting interactions. I asked them, "Can you recall happy experiences of brief, humanizing interactions as either giver or receiver?" Dozens of heartwarming replies flooded in. Many recalled the joyful results of reaching out to grocery store clerks, tradespeople, unhoused people, taxi drivers and fellow hikers, campers, or dog walkers, or just the person ahead of them in the checkout line. When it comes to micro-relationships, anecdotes and research converge on the same piece of wisdom. Push beyond your comfort zone. Go out of your way to chat up the rideshare driver. Ask the checkout clerk how their day is going. Send a message to an old friend. In doing so, you will brighten their day and your own.